Good morning. Thank you very much for this opportunity and for all of you for coming to this session and to hear the presentation. Before we get into any specifics, I think it's really important to state what is maybe the obvious, but in trying to make the world a better place, we really need to do it together, and we can go much, much farther. I'll also give my presenter disclosure that there are no relationships to disclose, so we've done that particular element. Regarding the organization, the name Beit Izzy Shapiro is Hebrew for meaning the home of Izzy Shapiro. Izzy Shapiro was a South African Jew who founded an organization in South Africa for children with severe disabilities. And after moving to Israel with his family in the 1970s, found that if someone had a child with a disability at that time in Israel, there were only the options of institutionalization or keeping a child at home, which was a tremendous sacrifice to the life of that child. He had a dream to found an organization. Tragically, he passed away, and his family, in his memory, established the organization that started in a small little apartment in a neighboring suburb of Tel Aviv with 16 children 35 years ago. This is our 40,000 square feet campus today, one of the two campuses which I'll mention. This is one of those two campuses. And as was mentioned, we have a measured impact on over 30,000 children and adults every year. We have special consultative status on disabilities at the United Nations since 2012. And a independent charity monitor in Israel called Midot, which is sort of like the Business Better Bureau, did an assessment of our non-for-profit, and we received the inaugural award as Israel's most effective non-for-profit. And of course, when you're talking about a non-profit organization, effectiveness can not only be measured by how many people you serve, but more importantly, what's the level of collaboration and impact that you have on changing the face of that particular field in which you operate and in all sectors in society. Regarding our organization, I would like to give a little bit of background regarding the ideals and principles behind the social change that we want to make. We look at ourselves as a social change organization much wider than specifically or solely dealing with disabilities, and I will hopefully explain why. First of all, as a nonprofit in the field, we are based on first and foremost focusing on what community needs are, and always having our tentacles through a wide network of social workers in the field, being always aware of what people with disabilities, children, families' needs are. As an organization, we understand that to improve the quality of life of children with disabilities or people with disabilities and their families, it's not enough to provide services. You have to change attitudes in the community. You have to promote the full inclusion of people with disabilities in society on all levels, and this is an essential part of what our principles are for change in society. We do not look towards people with disabilities out of pity or mercy or anything along those lines. Israel has ratified the convention, the UN Convention on Rights for Persons with Disabilities, and signed it, and we believe on a rights-based approach towards people with disabilities. As the opening slide indicates, we believe very strongly in partnerships, and I want to stress this because it's kind of a unique non-for-profit model. We share our knowledge unconditionally and freely through all non-for-profit organizations in our field in Israel. In the early days, they said we were crazy, you're helping the competition. We actually realized, no, this is the way to increase the quality of services and to make a true social change. And most of our projects are actually implemented in partnership with other organizations or universities. And finally, although we are not an organization founded by people with disabilities, as the years have progressed, we are very strongly working with people with disabilities and parents. We measure the success of a lot of our programs in our early intervention center in school by how much we empower parents and give them the tools to fight for the best for their children in their journey through life. And of recent years, we created a self-advocacy program for adults with intellectual disabilities who are even lobbying themselves in the parliament, in the Knesset in Israel, to change laws. We believe that a child or a person with a disability has to be related to in their social context. Therefore, no matter what we're doing, be it promoting inclusion or developing a new service, providing support, whatever it may be, we must look at all the concentric circles that the individual child is based in. Be it the core family, obviously, who's tremendously impacted, the extended family, and when I talk about the core family, I would include not only siblings, who we do programming for, but also grandparents of children with disabilities, and the extended family, which I'll relate to in a second when I talk about multicultural differences, because the extended family in different sectors in Israel, be it Jewish or Arab, or religious or secular, the extended family dynamic can be quite different, and we're an organization that's very sensitive to that. Obviously, the community and society. Finally, I think this is the most important thing for me to stress as a non-for-profit who has evolved to a unique strategy for social change. We're a living laboratory that implements services, a wide range of services, like I mentioned, an early intervention center, a school, hydrotherapy, the first multisensory snoozelin room, a dental clinic, a wide list of services. But as I said before, we need to change attitudes. So we have a department that deals with lobbying the parliament and changing legislation. So we're working bottom up, top down. And a lot of times we'll impact on all the 311,000 children with disabilities in Israel and their families by changing of legislation. Again, impacting on all sectors. At the same time, we know that what we innovate has to be validified in an academic manner, and so we have a research and evaluation unit led by Dr. Dan Aroth on site. So we've produced over 70 academic papers over 35 years we've been in existence, and it's that overlap of these models which makes us have what we feel is a significant impact. So if we created Israel's first inclusive and accessible playground, a basic need for any family with a child with a disability. But we made it inclusive so that the equipment was usable by people with and without disabilities. And we went to government to work with the welfare ministry to leverage the establishment of numerous playgrounds throughout the country. We also did the first ever, as far as we're aware of, academic research on examining what are the perceptions of kindergartners and first grade kids towards other children with disabilities. And that would be a good example of the way we've worked on all three levels of a particular project, and that's what our desire is. One of the most significant and important research papers produced by our research unit together with other universities is this work on the quality of life of family of children with disabilities. It's a tool that we created examining what are the factors that impact on the quality of life. As I said before, we believe that disability services have to be adapted to the particular cultural context in which one is working. We identified the following internal factors that impact on quality of life. Health, finance, family relations, leisure, spiritual beliefs and career, and external factors including support from the community and interaction with the community as factors that impact on quality of life. This is very important for me to stress that this is a research paper that has been translated into 22 different languages and has received universal application. And we're very proud, obviously, to have been an organization that was involved in that. And our research is always action-oriented so that we can see that it can impact and improve the quality of programs being implemented. We implemented this particular research in Israel with Jews and Arabs and found obvious and interesting similarities and differences. For both Jews and Arabs in Israel, it was perceived that the formal support system, government support, was a hindrance to the quality of life or the ability to achieve a quality of life. Obviously, for the Arabs in Israel, it was more severely pronounced as due to the fact that there was a lack of services in their native language, and they have less skills in negotiating the system. Obviously, in both cases, the issue of financial well-being was impacted. No matter what the socioeconomic level is, a family with a child with a disability has a financial impact. In both cases, this was reported as low. And in both the cases, both Jewish and Arab families, they reported as an outcome of this research that the ability to bring families together and advocate would be an area that could increase the quality of life of the families. So I'd like to refer to the background of the particular project that I want to refer to. So we established our center, which you saw the picture of at the beginning in Ra'anana, which is a suburb, Jewish town, a suburb of Tel Aviv. We also established the first early intervention center in the Arab sector in Israel. It's called the Sindian Center. Sindian, of course, means oak tree in Arabic. And it's in a region in Israel called the Southern Triangle, which encompasses about 110 residents, five or six different towns. It's very important for me to stress that both of these organizations are operated by Beit Isi Shapiro. And I'll relate a little in a second about the Sindian Center. But over the years, obviously, a working relationship was developed between the teams. The Sindian Center includes the first early intervention center for children age 1 to 6 with a wide range of developmental disabilities. At that center, we also work in empowering Arab parents of children with disabilities in disseminating information about their rights and benefits that they should have, including a hotline that we operate. And finally, just as we do throughout Israel, we work in changing attitudes in the community towards people with disabilities, taking in consideration, obviously, the cultural differences. One of the people that are central to this project and a personal inspiration for myself is this young man here, Nawaf Zamiro, who himself uses a wheelchair, who had rocks thrown at him as a child in his neighborhood, and today not only runs the hotline at our center and goes around to kindergartens to speak about the understanding and the importance of promoting inclusion of children with disabilities. Nawaf was a recipient of the President's Award for Volunteerism in Israel, and at a very important visit with representatives of the United States Embassy, he was quoted as saying, "It warms my heart to know that sitting around this table, Arabs, Jews, Israelis, Americans, when we see the suffering of a child with a disability, we know that we are all human beings working together." I just might note that all the staff working at the Sindian Center are residents of Kalanswa, the local town where it's located, and the region, which also puts our organization as a significant employer, especially of women, which is also a contribution that should not be neglected. Now, when we realized that we'd been working together over the years, Jews and Arabs at these centers, and we wanted to formalize this into a project, we adapted this particular ideology that I'd like to present, this concept of common complex identities with states, that if individuals on all sides of the conflict discover shared values and multifaceted complex identities, then inclusive border value identities that unite the groups will form, and the multiple aspects of their identity that provide cost-cutting ties will then become salient, providing for a base for constructive conflict engagement together and reducing intergroup conflict. We had a previous experience with this. We were commissioned by a large organization called the Jewish Distribution Committee to work within a coastal city in Israel called Akko, or Acre often if you look at some of the older maps, where there is a very, very diverse composition of populations, both veteran immigrants, new immigrants from Eastern European countries, from North African countries, and Arabs living in Israel. And we were asked to set up a multicultural model for empowering parents, primarily mothers. And we saw how what the common challenge of raising a child with a disability and promoting their quality of life would, how that enabled them to go beyond seeing their differences. So we realized that we could continue doing this in a expanded manner. And we began implementing a program bringing together parents and children, and parents and professionals and young and adults, both in two regions in Israel, one in the Sharon region, which is where, outside of Tel Aviv, which is where Ra'anana is located, and the Southern Triangle, which I mentioned before, and also in the shared city of Haifa, which of course is a combination of Jews and Arabs. So now that we got to the part with the pictures, it will be easier to run through and try to be on time for the presentation. The name of the project is called Ma'an Biyachad Together. It brings together professionals, parents, and youth, all working to improve the quality of life of children with disabilities. This is a recent iftar dinner celebration that was held in one of the houses of one of the Arab families in Kalanswa, where everybody, all the parents came together. The program works towards looking at parents and advocates and providing them courses and training in community action so they can advocate for their rights on all levels and let them prioritize. The parents should prioritize in what areas they want to operate, forming them together a coalition so they can work together to have an impact. At the same time, working with them both in separate groups in their native language, realizing the importance of their own special own identities, at the same time and having joint groups to create initiatives that they're working on together to improve the quality of life of children with disabilities. These are just some pictures from some of the success of the program, a weekend, joint workshops that we have, and encouraging the dialogue, of course, which is essential. Because of our holistic approach, it's not enough to work with parents if parents are frustrated in fighting the system, so you need to bring together the professionals. So we brought together professionals, Jewish and Arab, working together. In this case, it's involving the use of iPads, which we use both equally in Hebrew and in Arabic, for helping children with disabilities to communicate and have access to recreation. And do joint courses with the parent, the professionals, so they can then support the parents. As I mentioned before, we believe that we need to promote inclusion into society. So we founded a youth leadership program a number of years ago, which takes junior high school age children that don't have disabilities, and they have a leadership program with three components. They learn about disabilities, they volunteer in a disabilities organization, and they have a leadership project where they share the message that they've learned, and we implement this in 25 junior high schools in all sectors throughout Israel. And in doing the research that was done through this academic paper, we began to realize that tolerance transfers, and that people who become more accepting towards people that are different with disabilities actually develop a sensitivity towards anybody who is different, and this is very important in terms of our aspect of the project. So we were able to now start implementing this youth program. Instead of in schools separately, we brought together both in Haifa, the shared city of Haifa, and in the Southern Triangle, Sharon region, joint Jewish and Arab groups of junior high school or high school age kids who first met separately and then met together to see how they could learn about each other, learn about disabilities, and learn about making a higher quality of life in our society. The research that we've conducted already shows that there's an increase in knowledge in being community activists and in disabilities. The young kids actually chose a project of making small businesses more accessible and inclusive for people with disabilities, and that was a joint venture they implemented. We did also run a national conference, and we'll skip over the video on this. I can make that happen. Page down. Okay, at the national conference, in addition to the issues on disabilities, and may I add that all these groups are jointly facilitated by Jewish and Arab, Hebrew-speaking and Arab-speaking facilitators, which is a very important part. In terms of the evaluation, we've seen already a significant increase in how the youth feel they have knowledge about the field of disabilities, and that also has changed, and this I think is the most dramatic and hopeful and important aspect of what we can show on our research, is an increased positive attitude towards the other. And this is something that obviously is essential in terms of seeing how this project's theory can actually be translated into reality. Just a few quotes from some of the youth who participated in the program. Parents as well. It was very interesting to discover that the parents in the Arab sector thought that the parents in the Jewish sector had it much easier in accessing government support for having a child, and that wasn't the case at all. They both find the system to be difficult to fight, which is why it's important that we all work together, and that was very important. And it's important both for it to be enjoyable and not only meaningful or significant. The program has wider impact, and we know that the Jewish and the Arab youth are sharing this experience with their parents, with their families, with the other students in the school, and that's how we hope to have a ripple effect through this program in changing both quality of life and increasing and building bridges between Jews and Arabs in Israel. The project is still operating, and we expect to see at the end of this year improved local services and execution of rights for children with disabilities, an increased significant positive perception of the other, and that a significant percentage of the parents, professionals, and youth having increased knowledge in the field of disabilities and community activism. We really believe that it goes hand in hand, and this is a way that we will be able to make a change. It is heartwarming, and it is significant, and it gives room for optimism. And it is something that we hope can be expanded not only within Israel, but also in our region. Thank you.